And Rebecca Schneiderhorst, Patrick Berglund coming up in just a few minutes. We appreciate Scotty Bowman, the legendary head coach, for joining us in the previous segment. It is now time for our St. Louis Hockey Player of the Week. And this week it goes to Trent Frederick. And I know he's a member of the Boston Bruins. So bear with me, fans. But he's a Black Ace. He's not playing in the Stanley Cup Final. But obviously you feel good for him that he's been able to take his hockey career to this point, to where his team is playing in the Stanley Cup Final, and he's playing against his hometown team. And, you know, we've had his dad on the show. Trent has joined us in the past, a great kid, played at the University of Wisconsin, grew up playing for Jeff Brown in the 1998 AAA Blues, part of the Fab Five, who were all drafted in the first round back in 2016 with Tkachuk and Keller and Cunnan and Logan Brown. And, of course, Joseph Woll also drafted that year in the third round as a goaltender. But Trent Frederick has had a sensational hockey career up to this point, played in the World Juniors for Team USA, played with USA Hockey in the National Team Development Program. You look at what he did at the University of Wisconsin, playing a couple of years, got in a fight that got a lot of attention in his first ever NHL game, played 15 games for the Boston Bruins this past year, and he is our St. Louis Hockey Player of the Week. And again, we wish Trent Frederick and the entire Frederick family the best of luck, but not in the Stanley Cup Final. Hey, as always, the St. Louis Hockey Player of the Week is brought to you by Good Earth Tools. For over 50 years, Good Earth Tools has solved the world's toughest industrial wear problems: mining, mixing, material handling, sizing, crushing, blending, and separating. Hey, challenge us to improve your industrial operations with innovative solid tungsten carbide wear technology. Tough problems, tough solutions. Good Earth Tools works for you. And of course, www.goodearthtools.com is the website. And when you go there, check out the career opportunities. Explore the exceptional career opportunities now available at Good Earth Tools. Sales, technical, and skilled trade positions are all open. Visit them online, www.goodearthtools.com, and click on career opportunities. Again, Trent Frederick from the Boston Bruins, one of the Black Aces. He's not playing on the NHL roster right now, but if they had an injury up the middle at the center position, he could find himself in there. And we appreciate Good Earth Tools for bringing us each and every week the St. Louis Hockey Player of the Week. Here's a company that supports youth hockey, that supports a number of youth hockey players. They also donated the Zamboni that's going to be used at the new rink in Chesterfield. So, again, they do great things in our hockey community. And, you know, they are singing Gloria and celebrating the St. Louis Blues in the Stanley Cup Final. All right, let's go out to our guest line right now and bring on the one and only Patrick Berglund, who played almost 700 games in a St. Louis Blues uniform, a big part of the Blues history, a former first-round pick, and he joins us once again here on Hockey Sense, live from Schneidhorst here on 590 The Fan. What's going on, Bergie? Great to have you on. How are you?
Thanks for having me, guys. I'm doing really good. How about you?
Excellent, excellent. And listen, I know the fans are happy to hear your voice. They haven't heard from you for a long time, and certainly have been following your story. You know, first off, how are you, Patrick? I mean, give our fans and our listeners an idea of how you're doing.
Oh, I'm doing really well. Back home in Sweden. Just kind of hanging out right now, kind of getting back to work, though, you know, working out and doing all that. And, you know, looking forward to playing hockey somewhere next year. So it's all good.
When did you make the decision that you want to play again, Patrick?
Well, To be honest, I kind of knew even when everything that went down with me happened, I knew that I wanted to play. I think the situation I ended up in wasn't very good for me, and I had to make a decision about that, and my decision was to step away from hockey for a while and regroup and just take it on until for the next season. So that was my decision, and I haven't regretted one second after I made it. So from there on, I just been hanging out with family and friends and watching the Blues and watching all kinds of sports for the first time, really, and just keeping track of everybody. And it's been, it's been kind of boring, to be honest, but it's been great. It's been great at the same time.
What's it like, Patrick? I mean, you're doing something that you've been doing your entire life. You've been a hockey player. People identify you as a hockey player. And then you don't have the passion for the game. You don't even want to go to the rink. You don't want to play. And you're willing to walk away from the game that you've been playing your entire life, Patrick. And people look at it from the outside. How could he do that when you had millions of dollars left on your contract? How difficult was it, was the decision? And explain the decision for people who want to know.
It's still a tough question to answer, to be honest with you. But I'm a fairly simple guy. I think I worked really hard to get where I was as a player. I don't think, you know, the contract and the money is the most important thing. It's a cliche, but for me, hockey is something that I love and something that I'm passionate about. And in the end, what happened last summer and walking into the season, I wasn't happy with it. I had a hard time adjusting to it. And just the situation overall in Buffalo, I didn't agree with a lot of things and how they wanted to play me, how they wanted to do things. And in the end, I just kind of lost. Yeah, I lost. You know, I wasn't enjoying hockey anymore. And at that time, I didn't want to trade. I didn't want anything. I just kind of said to myself that I want to step away from it. And up until this day, until you and I are talking right now, that I haven't regretted that decision whatsoever. So I live with it, and you know, I'm doing good. So that's it's. For me, it's been good.
All right, Patrick Berglund is with us here on Hockey Sense here on 590 The Fan. Were you upset that the trade went down in the first place? I know you had some protection in your contract, and for whatever, there's talk about a date that wasn't met that would have prevented the trade from happening, or at least allowed you to dictate where you would go. How accurate is that, and how difficult was that for you, Patrick, that you really had no control over the situation?
Well, Andy, that's something that I really don't want to get into, but obviously I thought something different, and I had bad representation, and the trade went down, and I don't blame Doug Armstrong. I don't blame the Blues whatsoever. It's myself and my agent that represented me that didn't have the situation under control. So it's just something that happened. I just wish that I myself knew more about what needed to be done before July 1st. And maybe things would be different. So that's basically how things went down. And it was a tough time, and it's still up until this day. That's something that I will carry with me for a very, very, very long time. But you know, I just gotta say though that I wish I was there playing with the boys, but I'm so happy for them. I'm happy for the city. I'm happy for the fans. You know, this St. Louis deserves this as a city, as all the fans and team. I think they've been doing something really, really special this year, starting off the season not doing so good, or actually, if we're going to be honest, fucking terrible until something amazing. So, you know, I hope they can just keep battling, keep fighting, and hopefully they can seal the deal and have a hell of a party in St. Louis in a week or two.
I want to see you here for the party, Bergie. You know you got to come in for the party, right?
If they win, I'm goddamn Ubering a goddamn helicopter over the Atlantic, and I'll be there.
Hey, why was St. Louis such a good fit for you? I mean, listen, everything didn't go your way here. I mean, you had three 20-goal seasons. You had another season where you scored 19. You tied for the team lead where you had 17 in a lockout-shortened season where you certainly would have gotten to 20 that year as well. Why was St. Louis a good fit for you? Why did you like it here so much, Patrick?
I gotta say, first of all, I think during these 10 years that I was there, I think I was surrounded by amazing players, amazing teammates, And the second thing is that just the city overall, with the people in the city, and you know, it's such a nice community, nice people that you just feel like you're home. And you know, I was privileged enough to be able to spend 10 seasons in one city as a player. These days, is I don't think for a lot of us, it doesn't happen very often. You spend that long of a period of time in one city, and it became a home for me, because in Sweden, where I grew up, that's where I played until I moved to St. Louis. I've basically been in my hometown, and I've been in St. Louis, and it became a home for me. It will be a home for me in 10 years, even though I never live in the U.S. again. It will still be, for me, a home. You know, I met great people. I made great friends, you know, great teammates and all that. And, you know, I will carry that with me for the rest of my life.
Patrick, after you left and you returned home, how long did it take you to get your mind right and to feel good once again? Because you sound great, and you and I talked earlier today, and by all accounts, you're doing much better. How long did it take for you to get to where you are right now?
It took me quite some time, to be honest, because I got to come home and meet friends and family and all that was great. But, I mean, it was a long time ago since I was hanging out in Sweden during the freaking Swedish winter. I mean, that wasn't easy. It was cold. It was cold. It was snowy. It was dark. It was just, yeah, it wasn't a whole lot of fun. But it took me quite some time, to be honest. It took me some time to figure out what I really wanted. It took me quite a time to figure out why I made this decision, even though I was 110% sure that I made the right one for myself. I know a lot of people will never understand how that's possible, but overall, it's up until this day, like I said, it was the right thing for me. It didn't feel right. It wasn't right for me what happened there, and I decided to just walk away from it. And, you know, here we are today, and I want to play. I'm happy. I'm excited. I'm working out again. I'm freaking swinging the golf clubs, and I'm not getting any better at that, so I might as well try to keep playing hockey for a couple more years.
Patrick, I love how you said that it's not about the money. I mean, where for so many professional athletes, it is about the money. I mean, how do you get to that point where money isn't everything, and you can look at the game and look at your career beyond just a paycheck?
Well, I got to be honest with you. After what happened, I, you know, the media and people and everybody that talked about me or talked to me, they can't understand how you can do this and so on. But, and I don't get that, because quite frankly, I work really hard to get where I've been for a lot of years, but I can never dream about what I've made up until this day. I can never dream about that type of fortune. And I mean, I don't know what more I can ask for. I have a good life, a good family, I got a good friends. I mean, I don't need more money. I play the game, and when I'm playing the game in a good way, that's when I'm just enjoying the game and playing because I'm passionate and I want to play for the guy next to me. That's what matters to me when I play. And the paycheck and the money is just, it's kind of coming in the second half for me. I mean, otherwise I would not even be able at any time to play in the National Hockey League. I wouldn't be there. So that's the purpose. I play for a purpose. I don't play for a paycheck. I always play for a purpose. Otherwise I wouldn't even be playing in the National Hockey League for 11 years. I would have been playing in freaking Swedish divisional fourth league, drinking beers in a freaking cooler somewhere.
So, Patrick, what was the NHLPA's reaction? Did they try to get you to change your mind? I mean, what can you tell us about that?
They were just trying to help me out, to be honest. They wanted what was best for me, but I decided to just kind of, I wanted to walk away and step away from it and not do anything about it after I stepped away either. So I just kind of clean break, and that was kind of it.
You know, I always said this about you, Patrick, that you were always one of the most popular players inside the dressing room. You always had a ton of friends. I mean, you guys were so close. I mean, all the players that you came up with, because you were a part of that group of all the first-round picks that came in around the same time with Oshie and Perron and Eric Johnson and all these guys. So how much did your former teammates here in St. Louis and your best friends help you get through it?
They were amazing. After everything went down, the people that reached out was only people from St. Louis. And the guys that I play with that either retired as a hockey players or that playing for different teams in the National Hockey League. It was, to be honest, amazing to see how many people just from St. Louis that reached out, and that was amazing. I can't even describe how much that meant to me. And up until this day, it wasn't just for one or two days, checking in, see how I'm doing, and that's real friends right there.
And you still talk to a lot of them, right? Tell our listeners who you keep in touch with. I mean, you told me earlier today you talk to Jaden Schwartz at least once a week, right?
Yeah, the funny thing, and I bet a lot of people in St. Louis want to know about this, that so I'm in Sweden now. So yesterday, right, the Blues won in Boston. Yesterday, yes.
2 days Correct. Ago, yeah.
2 days ago, sorry, yeah. 2 days ago. And I have a missed FaceTime call from Jaden Schwartz. Around my dinner time here in Sweden, I was like, why is Schwartzy calling me on FaceTime, like game day? Like, I would never FaceTime someone before my nap. And so I called right back, and he picked up, and he was in bed. And I was like, Schwartzy, what's up? Something wrong? He's like, no, I just wanted to call and check up on my bird dog before I take my nap. I was like, hey, dude, you better get some sleep. You're hot as right now. You just keep scoring goals. Get your sleep. And he was like, yeah, that's fine. I just wanted to check on your golf swing. How are you doing? And I just said, like, well, my golf swing will never get better, but, you know, at least I'm having fun out there. Just go out there and win the game. And, you know, I went to bed later on and woke up in the morning and saw the boys got in OT. So, I mean, that's just a huge win in Boston, so it's a good time.
How about your boy Carl Gunnarsson with the overtime winner?
Well, I never thought he could shoot that puck that hard, but he sure did at the right time. It's a great call. And I mean, Bob Bertuzzo stepped up again. Great. It's amazing to look at the score sheet throughout this playoffs, how many players that actually been, you know, stepping up. That's why they are where they are. That so many players are stepping up. It's just a, you know, complete team right now, and hopefully they can go the whole way.
Yeah. All right. Patrick Bergwin is with us. A few more minutes with him. Listen, over the course of the last few years, I mean, you were on the team that went to the conference final just a few years ago, and you lost to San Jose. Did you really believe the team was this close to getting to where they are right now, Patrick, or are you in shock that we're talking here with the Blues being even one game apiece in the Stanley Cup Final?
I thought they would have a really, really tough time against to get Winnipeg in the first round. I know how tough they are to play against. I thought that would be a real challenge for them, but, you know, after that and what happened overall in the first rounds in the playoffs, that's when I start to think, like, wow, mate, this thing is could be wide open for whatever team. But, you know, after – I really thought that they should have beat Dallas, and they did. And I thought it was going to be – it could go either way against San Jose, and they came up big. So, I mean, I think the team they had this year, I'm sure that, you know, it's a very good team. And I think they switched out a couple of big opponents in the team. And, you know, you can have a tough start, which they had. But, you know, overall, it's a long season. And they've proven that, you know, it's a lot of games left, even though you're, you know, not very high in the stands. They show that they can just get into playoffs. And look what happened. You know, anything can happen in the playoffs. L.A., the first year when they won a couple of years back, they were – the last team into the playoffs, and they went and won it. So anything, the league is so good that if a team gets on a roll, get comfortable, get confidence, you know, anything can happen.
And so how do you see this playing out now? You said, I got to ask you this, though. You said you're working out your training. I mean, do you see yourself playing in the National Hockey League again, Patrick, or if you come back and play, you're looking more towards other options?
I'll keep the only thing I can say now, I'll keep the door open for the NHL, but I also opened a couple of other doors here in Europe as well.
How's your golf game?
Oh, like I told you, I mean, I already been freaking playing 40 rounds of golf, but I ain't getting any better.
That's hilarious.
I mean, I'm basically living on the golf club, and I can't get any better.
So you got a lot of free time. So you're not retired. We're not. This is not. We're not talking to a retired Patrick Bergwijn. When's the last time you put the boots on and you skated?
A couple of months. About 8 weeks ago. I mean, we're here in Sweden when the hockey season's over here. They take the ice away for a couple of weeks. I think the ice is coming back on in July. So I gotta wait a couple of more weeks to strap them on again, but we have a good crew that do a little bit of roller skating and playing some street hockey twice a week, so that's fun at least. So I mean, trying to keep myself at least I'm doing something.
Yeah. But, okay. Listen, Patrick, you know how much I appreciate you coming on. Sorry for hassling you all those days, by the way. I know you were getting those text messages. Were you reading the text messages or just erasing them?
No, I was. Andy, you and I, we're buds. Of course I was reading them, but it was just, it wasn't the time really to talk at that point. I kind of felt like I needed to be a little bit by myself.
I know. Listen, I want you to know one thing, though, Patrick.
I know how much you miss me, but I'll miss you too, bud.
Yes, of course, you know that. But you got to know one thing, though. Because I got to give you a little idea of what's going on here. Because even though it's, you know, your former teammates, but every former player is part of this, right? They're all celebrating the Blues being in the Stanley Cup. I mean, you had Brett Hall in tears after getting through the conference finals. So it's not just, and I've talked to Steiner and a lot of these guys about this. It's not just about the current players. To them, it's everybody who's ever put the jersey on and played here. So, know you're a part of it. You played almost 700 games. That's up there in terms of franchise history, Berge. You know that. So, know you're a part of this of what's going on here in St. Louis right now.
I appreciate it. Thank you, Andy, and I know, and I'm cheering them on.
And the fans miss you too. Okay, so we'll be in touch, man. Thanks for doing this, and we'll talk very, very soon, Patrick. Enjoy the rest of the Stanley Cup Final. Enjoy the summer.
You too, guys. Take care.
See you, buddy. That's Patrick Berglund. Really good stuff from Patrick. You know, honestly, and I know sometimes the fans, you know, they look at players and they focus on are they scoring, are they not scoring, how they're playing. But, you know, they are people too. And sometimes you can't forget that, you know, these guys have real emotions, real feelings. I give him a lot of credit for what he did. Maybe it's not the best way to go about your business, to just walk away and leave. But when he says it's not about the money and he gives his reasoning for it not being about the money, I fully believe him. And there's something to be said for somebody like that who's not playing just for the paycheck. And I like how he said that he doesn't blame Doug Armstrong, because I don't blame Doug Armstrong either. I mean, hey, listen, you got to do what's best for the team. But when your agent isn't doing their job, and let's not forget, agents are being paid by the players. They get a percentage. And when they're not taking care of their clients, and there's a clause in the contract that allows them to dictate or have a say over where they go if, in fact, they do get traded, and your agent doesn't take care of you, then that should never happen. And so all of a sudden, Patrick Berglund gets sent to a team and put in a situation that he doesn't want to be in. And just because he plays professional hockey and makes millions of dollars, just not believe, you know, doesn't mean that he should automatically have to, you know, play through that situation. So I give him a ton of credit. I wish him all the best. And I thank Patrick Berglund a lot for coming on the show and telling a portion of his story, because he really is a great guy. And the most important thing that, at least that I care about, and I think people out there listening and Blues fans, because I know how you are in terms of how you look at, you know, professional athletes in this city, that you care about them as people before you do as professional athletes. And that's the most important thing. And listen, the best news to come out of the interview is the fact that Patrick Berglund says he's doing great. He's happy. He's playing golf. He's enjoying life. And if you're a fan of the Blues, then that should make you happy as well. We do want to thank all our sponsors, including Jack Spooner, attorney at law. Hey, where legal questions are always free. Costs nothing to ask a question. 314-ASK-JACK. If you have something small, like a traffic ticket, or it could be something even bigger than that, he can certainly take care of you. Again, 314-ASK-JACK. Jack Spooner, attorney at law. Give him a call today. Bring that East Coast attitude combined with that Midwest values, right? It's a great winning combination, located right there in the heart of Clayton. Jack Spooner, one of our proud sponsors here on Hockey Sense. We've been live at Schneidhorst, a St. Louis institution. Just got a text from somebody. It says they're coming here to watch the game tomorrow night. So this will be your spot, inside or outside. You want to come here and watch Game 3. No better place to do that in St. Louis than right here at Schneidhorst, here at the corner of Clayton and Lindbergh. You got the bar inside and, of course, that unbelievable patio outside. And enjoy the Stanley Cup Final, everybody. Obviously, this is a once-in-a-lifetime situation, and I know people are certainly enjoying it. As always, we thank our sponsors, MTC Truck Driver Training, Four Hands Brewing Company, and, of course, Dirt Cheap Fun Fun, your one-stop party shop. Good Earth Tools, who brought us this week's St. Louis Hockey Player of the Week, the one and only Trent Frederick, who's currently a Black Ace playing with the Boston Bruins. I know we're late, Cam Jansen. I apologize, but I know you're a good buddy of Patrick Berglund's as well, and I know, knowing Cam as well as I do, one of my favorites as well, he does not mind sliding over at least a few minutes for his good buddy, and mine as well, for Patrick Berglund. So, Cam Jansen, thank you very much, everybody. David Solomon back in studio, great job. Of course, Seth Close here on location. For Jimmy Schneidhorst and everybody here at Schneidhorst, I'm Andy Strickland. We'll do Hockey Sense again next week. What will the series look like then? I can't wait. Have a great weekend, St. Louis.